Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past 2 weeks, we've had two posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized an article where the authors reported that children who are diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury are more likely to have reported additional health concerns, such as epilepsy seizure disorder, intellectual disability, musculoskeletal problems, or visual problems. Traumatic brain injuries are also more widely reported in states where estimates of private health insurance are higher. In the second post, we reported on a study where the authors found that athletes with a concussion had greater exposure to head impacts on either the day of injury or in the season leading up to the injury, compared with peers who were matched based on being on the same team and playing the same position. If we take a closer look at that first post, we see that the authors completed a study to estimate the national and state-specific prevalence of traumatic brain injury based on a self-report by parents. Researchers analyzed data from the 2011 to 2012 National Survey of Children's Health, a randomized telephone survey of U.S. households. For the survey, parents answered questions related to one randomly selected child from 0 to 17 years of age. The survey asked about the family's socio-demographic background, health insurance status, child's history with traumatic brain injury, and other health conditions. Overall, the lifetime estimate of physician-diagnosed traumatic brain injury during childhood, as reported by a parent, was 2.5%. The prevalence of traumatic brain injury increased with age. Children with a history of traumatic brain injury were also more likely to have a parent report 13 of 14 other reported health conditions than children without traumatic brain injury. This was particularly true for children with epilepsy or seizure disorder, intellectual disability, musculoskeletal problems, or visual problems. Finally, states with higher estimates of private health insurance coverage were more likely to have a higher reported prevalence of traumatic brain injury. Overall, several different takeaway messages exist, but we are largely left with more questions than questions answered. The data should be of interest to clinicians as it shows that children who suffered a traumatic brain injury were more likely to have additional health conditions. However, clinicians should be cautious because it remains unclear if the other health conditions were present before the traumatic brain injury or occurred because of the traumatic brain injury. Therefore, the authors do not presume causation. The other interesting point to gather from this study is a correlation between being in a state with higher estimates of private health insurance and increase in reported traumatic brain injuries. While not definitive, one could interpret this data as indicating that having better health insurance increases the likelihood that a traumatic brain injury would be reported to a medical professional. Furthermore, this could also be interpreted that not having adequate health insurance could result in an underreporting of traumatic brain injury, which could also be alarming. Athletic trainers may help ensure that at least sports-related concussions are properly diagnosed regardless of insurance. Furthermore, sports medicine professionals should be aware that traumatic brain injuries may be related with other health conditions and that these should be evaluated to ensure that we treat the whole patient. For example, it may be helpful to offer medical advice to parents and athletes after considering the patient's overall health history. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was an article where the author concluded from a meta-analysis that ankle bracing is effective for prevention of acute ankle injuries among athletes. However, we still could use stronger data to support the use of ankle bracing for preventing a person's first ankle sprain. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our posts, the courses, and the article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.